Matt.
Hello, Melissa. We are back.
Another Wednesday. This week, I feel like we should be having like jingle bells playing in the background because of what we're going to talk about.
Yes. Well,
even though it's not Christmas related.
No, but it's hysterical.
Jingle bells and or sirens.
Or well, this is going to be another concert adventure with Melissa and one of Melissa's ex-boyfriends. I say that because he plays a big role in what ends up happening.
Just, you know what? Honestly, this is another, the other times that we've referred to him, I was annoyed. And this is another time with him that I was annoyed. I didn't want to do what he made me do in this episode at all.
But you did.
I did. Did I try to be supportive?
So let's start at the beginning. So, you know, as we've mentioned in previous podcasts, Melissa and I just, we loved going to every concert. So there was a concert here in Syracuse at the Landmark Theater.
Which is a beautiful theater. It's old school. Broadway plays should be performed in this theater.
And the headliner was Jessica Simpson. Now, I know Melissa was into Nick Lachey.
This was way prior than Nick Lachey. She was like just coming out. I love Nick Lachey. He ruined my Thanksgiving the year that him and Jessica announced they were getting divorced. I own every season of The Newlyweds. Not for her. Sorry, I diverted. Go ahead.
But anyway, she loves her boy band people. So we went to this concert. It was Jessica Simpson, and she wasn't the only one. She was the headliner. There was like five acts. And to be honest with you, the only one I remember was Crystal Waters.
Bill, what do you think about her? I'd like to know your thoughts on Crystal Waters, Bill.
She was, the other acts were like, I don't even know who they were, really.
They never made an impact either.
No, not at all. But for some reason, Crystal Waters kind of like stole the show in a weird way.
By default.
I mean, she looked older than me.
And homeless.
And she was doing this dance where she goes up and down and up and down. La da dee da 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 da. What is what? You know, I have to say that the next day, page two of the newspaper, she was like, Jessica Simpson, or no, Crystal Waters steals the show at the Jessica Simpson concert.
But it was like a local college radio station's Christmas thing. It was like one of our hard rock stations here did this thing called the Jingle Ball. It was Z89's something, and Jessica was the headliner.
Yeah, because this was December of 2001.
Yes, okay.
Well, the headliner, Jessica, comes out wearing brown corduroy pants that I used to wear in second grade.
Oshkosh bagosh.
I'm like, aren't you supposed to look better? And she had sunglasses on. So she tells everybody, oh, I had to go to the eye doctor today. Okay, let me tell you something. I went to the eye doctor a few days ago. I didn't wear sunglasses. I was fine. I don't know.
And even if they did like dilate her eyes or something, she shouldn't need them. By then it was like 9 o'clock at night.
Right.
What dentist office is open and like at 7 o'clock? And did she go in Syracuse or was it before she arrived? We don't know.
Very confusing. Her set was kind of boring.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, after the other one telling us she's homeless and all that.
And looking the part as well.
Looking the part as well. Okay, so in addition to these acts that were on that were definitely interesting in their own right, there was a giveaway. Now, Melissa, you want to talk about the giveaway?
So, I am not a person with luck to win contests. I'm just not. You heard the podcast about how the time I became a radio contest, but I've never won them before. So what they were telling everybody was one lucky winner in this whole beautiful theater was going to be winning a pair of tickets to go and see a concert that was happening the week after this concert was at the War Memorial, another location here in Syracuse, kind of historical for concerts. Some pretty big people have played there. And Ja Rule was coming. Ja Rule was coming into town. Now, 2001, as far as that scene goes, Nelly was really big. Nelly was from St. Louis. I loved Nelly. Really, really big at that time. Ja Rule was like the Eazy-E of the day. Okay, like Eazy-E, but he was kind of like the troublemaker kind of one. Jay-Z was kind of like, you know, I could live next door to him. So I'm like, wow, there's going to be someone that's going to be really happy. They get to go see Ja Rule. I think I knew like one song and I was generally scared of him. You know, and I thought, good for somebody. But they didn't really say how they were going to find this one person in attendance to win the pair of tickets.
Yeah. And then they did.
And then they did.
So apparently they put there was something under the seat, Melissa?
Yeah, there was a voucher, almost like an index card sized voucher that they said was going to be underneath one seat. They were going to put all the seat numbers in a little hat, pull it out, whoever goes underneath it and finds it. Or no, didn't they just have everybody look under their seat?
Yes.
I'm thinking that might have been how they did. Yes, that's what it was. Everyone had a look under their seat. Yes. That's what it was. I didn't even bother looking under my seat. I'm not going to this thing. I don't want these tickets. I'm not looking. I didn't look. Did you look?
I looked.
You looked. Okay. I didn't look. I didn't look. And the boyfriend at the time looked.
He looked.
Thank goodness he did. I just made out. And underneath his seat was an index card sized voucher for two tickets to go see Ja Rule at the War Memorial.
Now, keep in mind, there's 3,000 seats in this nice theater.
Mm-hmm. And he wins the tickets. So it's kind of like quiet because everyone's waiting for a scream to see who won. I'm not yelling. I'm not excited about this. I don't want to go. I'm like, oh, who are we going to sell the tickets to? I pulled a Lori from Able Medical Transport, actually, is what I did, thinking about it now. But we're giving them away or something. I'm not going to this. So I think Joe yelled maybe or something. He was really excited to go to this concert. Now, truthfully, I don't know if he was excited because he won something. I don't know if he was excited to go to the concert. I don't really know where the excitement was or where it stemmed from. But
well, yeah, because he never expressed interest in Ja Rule that I remember.
Right. He just really liked the Strokes.
Right. Yes. That, you know.
I was very upset that I didn't, apparently. So I think the argument began right then and there at that moment that I was not going to go to this show. I wasn't going to go because there was another event happening in Syracuse and it was happening at it's now called the Krauss-Hinds Theater, but it's the Civic Center. And there's a famous artist group that travels and it's Broadway shows that travel across the country. So that way you're able to see Broadway if you can't get there. Well, my favorite Broadway show of all time is The Phantom of the Opera. I can't even tell you how many times I've seen it. There's a lot of emotional ties I have to that show because of the person that introduced me to it. So I was really excited that it was coming to Syracuse. And I did have tickets to go. I don't remember the date. I think I went three times when it was here, actually. So I'm like, oh, you know, I get to dress up. When you go to a show, I went through this with my students. We were going to the middle school to go see their play. And before we went to the play, I went through this big thing about appropriately dressing for events. Because I'm sorry. Here I go.
Ranting.
I'm sorry. But when you go to certain things, there's a dress code that you should adhere to. You should not be going to a Broadway play in jeans and flannel. It shouldn't happen. You're not showing respect at all. Some of my students wore dresses to the middle school to see a play after I went on my rant. Anywho, I'm excited. I get to dress up again. I'm going to see my favorite show. Whatever. Had the tickets. Arguing that I didn't want to go see Ja Rule. Well, I lost that one and eventually caved and said, okay, if it means that much to you, sure, we'll go.
And now did you wear? Did you have a dress code for that?
I don't know. Jeans. I mean, if I'm not dressed up, I'm wearing jeans. And it was December, so of course I'm bundled up to the nines because you probably, December in Central New York back in those days actually was cold and your face would freeze. I'm standing out line in a line wrapping around the War Memorial, which is a Syracuse-sized city block, not New York City city blocks, but I'm standing in line. And I'm just annoyed. I'm just annoyed that I'm there. I'm annoyed that it's cold. And what really threw me over the edge more than anything else is on the other side of the street, on the sidewalk, are all of these people dressed up so nicely heading to go and see the Phantom of the Opera, which was happening in the theater right next door to the War Memorial. And here I am standing in line to go and see Ja Rule. It took us, I am not exaggerating, 2.5 hours to get into the venue because we had to go through metal detectors. We had to get wand searched. There was like all of this stuff. Then we finally get to our seats. They're in like beyond the nosebleed section. I think he played for 15 minutes and it was over. I go, what? What did I just waste my evening on? Now, I'm teaching at a Catholic school at the time. My students thought it was the coolest thing in the world that I went to this concert. They just thought, whoa, she went to go see Ja Rule. Like, it is not a badge of honor, my friends. It is not a badge of honor that I went.
So he played for a very short time?
I swear to God, it was 15 minutes max.
And did you like anything you heard?
I don't know what I heard. I don't know. It just sounded like bass. I didn't hear any vocal. My eyes must have been popping out of my head thinking, I can't hear anything. There was all this fog all over the place. And then it ended. I'm like, okay, first of all, if I paid for these tickets, like if I was someone that was excited and bought tickets to this, I'd be so mad. And it was, you know, it's one of those things where the whole thing was delayed because of the lack of being prepared for all of the searches that had to happen getting into the concert. So it was delayed. The start was delayed. And then, you know, musicians, I'll give any musician this, you have a start time and an end time and you don't veer from that. There's fines involved. If you're a member of the union, there are fines involved. If you go over extras, local areas, outside venues, indoor venues have limits. They have sound ordinances. They have things like that you're contending with. So apparently getting into the theater caused enough of a delay that we had 15 minutes of a Ja Rule performance. Mic drop. There he goes off the stage.
Thanks to Jessica Simpson.
It's all her fault. And I don't think I really ever forgave her for that, that lovely moment. And, you know, I also don't forgive her for divorcing Nick Lachey. So she really is not somebody on my list of happy people at all.
But you know who is on your list of happy people?
Who?
Crystal Waters.
La da dee la da da. Was that like a top 40 hit? Did that make it on the charts?
Yes.
Oh, man.
She had two hits. I can't think of the other one, but that was
huge.
Yeah.
That was huge. Was it really like advocating for homeless people or was it just like,
I don't know. I think she had like a thing in front of her. It looked like something a snake would come out of. It was very weird.
Oh, like one of those like wicker basket things?
Yes.
Oh, you know what it looked like? It looked like in the beginning of The Wizard of Oz, that basket that Toto was in on the bike.
Yes.
Yeah.
Toto's basket. Yes.
Well, you know, and of course it ties back to that movie because it's the worst movie ever created.
Oh, God, I totally agree.
Can't stand it. People get mad at me all the time. They're like, what? That is cinematography genius. No, it's not. It's petrifying. It promotes drug use, it hallucinations, nightmares. It's not good. However, going back to Broadway, I do love the show Wicked, but that is all because it is what happens in Oz before Dorothy lands and messes the whole thing up. All goes downhill from there.
Things do get messed up, don't they?
They really do. They really do. And it's always usually one person. One person is usually to blame. Yeah, it's hard.
And it always leads us to what is happening.
What is happening? What is happening? So there's yet another concert past moment that we experienced. I'm very sad that you were not in attendance for Ja Rule. I feel like you should have been there in my place. I really forget that I went there.
I wish I was there.
I think you would have enjoyed it. And I love that music. Like, I'm a huge gangster rap person. Not even just general rap. I mean, I like the Sugar Hill Gang and things like that. Like the happier rap. But I love the hardcore stuff. Love it. But he did nothing for me. Nothing. If it was Nelly, I would have been thrilled. I would have been through the roof if it was Nelly. Not the case. Thank you, Z89 and Jessica Simpson. I hope your eye surgery went well and you were able to see.
And your ex-boyfriend.
And my, yes. Whew, so many things there. Well, everyone, thank you for listening. Please make sure that you follow our podcast on whatever services you listen to it on. We are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, and SoundCloud. You can find us on all of those. So please share us as well. We would love to get more listeners. And we love to know what you think once you listen to a show. It's kind of how we gauge things. I mean, I'm tracking to see how many listeners we get. No pressure. But we love to hear your thoughts on it. Were you at this concert? Either of them? Were you at the Phantom of the Opera? Did you go see them back in 2001? You know, any of that. We love to hear.
Love comments.
We do.
And feedback. Any feedback?
Yes, because we do have thick skin and we can take it, and we want the show to be entertaining for you. We don't want to waste your time and we want it to be good. So make sure you definitely give us that feedback. And we'll be back next week for another adventure. Not sure which one.
Can hardly wait.
Oh God, I know we have so many. I think we should maybe put like the topics on a piece of paper and pull it from a hat before we record. And that's going to be it for the day.
There you go.
I think it would work out well.
Excellent. All right, everybody. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.